Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask you to make this a successful blessing to your people and to encourage them about the blessings of their children in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to call this Blessed Seed of the Righteous. And I thought to pick out a lot of scriptures to point out how the seed of the righteous are favored of the Lord in everything. So I'm just going to share them with you. Psalm 112 and 1 through 3. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Genesis 22:15-18. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham a second time out of heaven, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Isaiah 65:17-25. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice for ever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and there shall be in her no more the voice of weeping and the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, and the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit there of them. They shall not build and another inhabit, they shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree shall be the days of my people, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for calamity, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Isaiah 61:8-9. For I, Lord, love justice. I hate robbery with iniquity, and will give them their recompense in truth. I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. Deuteronomy 28:2-4. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field, and blessed shalt be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy beasts, and the increase of thy cattle, and the young of thy flock. Deuteronomy 30:19-20. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before thee life and death, and blessing and the curse. Therefore choose life, that thou mayest live, thou and thy seed. To love the Lord thy God, to obey his voice, and to cleave unto him, for he is thy life. And the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Job 5:17-18. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty, for he maketh sore, and he bindeth up. He woundeth, and his hands make whole. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offspring as the grass of the earth. Lo, this we have searched it, so it is. Hear it, and know thou it for thy good. Job 42:12-17. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. And verse 13, he had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Keren Hapuch. And in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. And after this, Job lived 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons even 4 generations. So Job died being old and full of days. Psalm 102:24-28. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old didst thou lay the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Psalm 127:3-5. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be put to shame when they speak with their enemies in the gate. Psalm 128:1-6. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine in the innermost parts of thy house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord bless thee out of Zion, and see thou the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, see thou thy children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Psalm 25:12-13. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he instruct in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the land. Psalm 37:25-26. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. All the day long he dealeth graciously, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Psalm 102:27. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Genesis 6:18. But I will establish my covenant with thee, that's Noah, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Genesis 7:1. And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Genesis 12:1-3. Now the Lord said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and be thou a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 12:7. And the Lord appeared unto Abram, and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. Genesis 13:14-16. And the Lord said unto Abram, After that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed after thee. I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then may thy seed also be numbered. Genesis 17:5-9. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For the father of a multitude of nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land of thy sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, And as for thee, thou shalt keep my covenant, thou and thy seed after thee, throughout their generations. Genesis 19:12, and also 14-16. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides? Son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whomsoever thou hast in the city. Bring them out of this place. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, who married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But he seemed unto his sons-in-law as one that mocked. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters that are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. But he lingered. And the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. Genesis 21:12-13. And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy handmaid. In all that Sarah saith unto thee, hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the handmaid will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. Genesis 26:2-5. And the Lord appeared unto him, that was Isaac, and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these lands. And I will establish the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, and I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these lands. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice, and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, I am with thee. I will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. Genesis 46:3-7. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, and their little ones, and their wives, in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob, and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. Genesis 48:15-22. And he, that is Israel, blessed Joseph and said, The God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God who hath fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel who hath redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. Howbeit, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, In thee will Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. And Israel said unto Joseph, Behold, I die, but God will be with you, and bring you again unto the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren, which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and with my bow. Numbers 14:20-24. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but in very deed, as I live, and as all of the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men that have seen my glory and my signs, which I wrought in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have tempted me these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that despised me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Numbers 25:10-13. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, in that he was jealous with my jealousy among them, so that I consumed not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, Behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and it shall be unto him and to his seed after him the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was jealous for his God and made atonement for the children of Israel. Nehemiah 9:7-8. Thou art the Lord, the God, who didst choose Abram, and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gavest him the name of Abraham, and foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest a covenant with him, to give the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite, and the Girgashite, to give it unto his seed, and hast performed thy words, for thou art righteous. And Leviticus 26:42-46. Then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left by them, and shall enjoy its Sabbaths, while it lieth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because they rejected mine ordinances, and their soul abhorred my statutes. And yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them. For I am the Lord their God, but I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and the ordinances and the laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by Moses. Deuteronomy 4, 35 through 37 and 40. Unto thee it was showed, that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else besides him. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee. And upon the earth he made thee to see his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought thee out of his presence with his great power out of Egypt, and thou shalt keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 13 and 15. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all of his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all peoples, as at this day. Deuteronomy 12 and 28. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it might go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the eyes of the Lord thy God. Psalm 37, 25 and 26. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. All the day long he dealeth graciously and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Psalm 102, 24 through 28. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old didst thou lay the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Psalm 103, 17 and 18. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his precepts to do them. And Proverbs 3:33. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the righteous. Proverbs 11:20 and 21. They that are perverse in heart are an abomination to the Lord, but such as are perfect in their way are his delight. Though hand join in hand, the evil man shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Proverbs 12 and 7. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. Proverbs 13 and 22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Proverbs 20 and 7. A righteous man that walketh in his integrity, blessed are his children after him. Isaiah 44, 1 through 5. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee, and that formed thee from the womb. Who will help thee? Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and streams upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up among the grass as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Isaiah 65 and 23. They, that is Jerusalem, shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for calamity, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. Jeremiah 32, 38 through 41. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, and I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from following them to do them good. And I will put my fear in their hearts, that they may not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. Esther 10 and 3. For Mordecai, who is a type of the man-child, the Jew, was next unto the king Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the good of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. And this is to David's seed. 2 Samuel 22, 50 and 51. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the nations, and will sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth loving kindness to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. 1 Kings 2, 31 through 33. And the king said unto him, Do as he has said, and fall upon him and bury him, that thou mayest take away the blood which Joab shed without cause from me and from my father's house. And the Lord will return his blood upon his own head, because he fell upon two men more righteous and better than he, and slew them with the sword. And my father David knew it not, to wit, Abner the son of Ner, captain of the host of Israel, and Amasa the son of Jether, captain of the host of Judah. So shall their blood return upon the head of Joab, and upon the head of his seed forever. But unto David, and unto his seed, and unto his house, and unto his throne shall there be peace forever from the Lord. 1 Kings 11:11-13. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, Forasmuch as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding, in the days I will not do it for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. Howbeit, I will not rend away all of the kingdom, but I will give one tribe to thy son for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen. 1 Kings 15:3-5. And he, Abijam, walked in all the sins of his father which he had done before him. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father. Nevertheless, for David's sake did the Lord his God give him a lamp in Jerusalem, to set up his son after him, and to establish Jerusalem. Because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. 2 Kings 8:18-19. And he, and this is Jehoram, walked in the ways of the king of Israel, and did the house as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab to wife, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Howbeit, the Lord would not destroy Judah for David his servant's sake, as he promised him to give unto him a lamp for his children always. Psalm 89:27. I also will make him, that is David, my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My loving kindness will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Once have I sworn by my holiness, I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. Psalm 144:9-15. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. Thou art he that giveth salvation unto kings, who rescueth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rescue me and deliver me out of the hand of aliens, whose mouth speaketh deceit, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. When our sons shall be as plants grown up in their youth, and our daughters as cornerstones hewn after the fashion of a palace, when our garners are full, affording all manner of store, and our sheep bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields, and when our oxen are well laden, and when there is no breaking in and no going forth, and no outcry in the streets, happy is the people that is in such a case, yea, happy is the people whose God is the Lord. And this is about the seed of Christ. Those who have the Word in their heart are the seed of Christ, because he is the Word, right? And this is also in the parable of the sower. It was the seed of Christ who is blessed, who brought forth fruit, and were blessed with eternal life. Isaiah 53:10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he hath made him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Galatians 3:16. Now to Abraham were the promises spoken, and to his seed. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Romans 4:3. For what saith the Scripture? And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. For not through the law was the promise to Abraham or to his seed that he should be heir of the world, but through the righteousness of faith. And for this cause it is of faith, that it may be according to grace, to the end that the promise may be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, a father of many nations have I made thee, before him whom he believed, even God, who giveth life to the dead, and calleth the things that are not as though they were, who in hope believed against hope, to the end that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken, so shall thy seed be. 1 John 2:29. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone also that doeth righteousness is begotten of him. 1 John 3:7. My little children, let no man lead you astray. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. 1 Corinthians 7:14. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified in the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified in the brother. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. Acts 2:38. And Peter said unto them, Repent ye, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For to you is the promise, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call unto him. And this was to Cornelius here, his kinsmen and friends. Acts 10:22. And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, a righteous man, and one that feareth God, and well reported of by all the nation of the Jews, was warned of God by a holy angel to send for thee, that is Peter, into his house, and to hear words from thee. So he called them in and lodged them, and on the morrow he arose and went forth with them, and certain of the brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And on the morrow they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius was waiting for them, having called together his kinsmen and his near friends. Acts 10:30. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago until this hour, I was keeping the ninth hour of prayer in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright apparel, and saith, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call unto thee Simon, who is surnamed Peter. He lodgeth in the house of Simon a tanner by the seaside. Forthwith, therefore, I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, we are all here present in the sight of God to hear all the things that have been commanded thee of the Lord. And Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable to him. Acts 10:44 through 48. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them that heard the word, and they of the circumcision that believed were amazed, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid the water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. And this one, it's the jailer and all of his house. Acts 16:27-34. And the jailer, being roused out of sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, drew his sword, and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And he called for lights, and sprang in, and trembling for fear, fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house. And they spake the word of the Lord unto him with all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, immediately. And he brought them up into his house, and set food before them, and rejoiced greatly with all of his house, having believed in God. And also, we have another teaching about the seed of the righteous. It's on a site here, and I'll leave the link here. It's about families, about the families of the righteous being saved and spared and blessed and so on and so forth. And we know it's true. We know it's true. It's the Word of God. And household salvation is in some of these scriptures that we shared with you. And you can believe for your children if you serve the Lord. You can believe for your children. It doesn't matter if you just came to the Lord and you served him. You can believe for your children. As some of these verses and texts I have shared with you say clearly. So, Father, we just thank you so much for your great mercy towards your people. I pray that these verses will encourage them to believe for their children, that you have set them aside as blessed and sanctified. And we see that God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for others, he'll do for us. And we thank you, Lord, for keeping us on the narrow road so that our seed after us can be also blessed. And Lord, please work in us to will and to do of your good pleasure. We know that we are nothing without your grace. We ask, Lord, that your grace be in us to cause us to be what we need to be, for not just our sake, but for our seed's sake. Thank you so much for what you've done, Lord God, in Jesus' name, and all your promises, Lord, which are solid as rocks. And we trust in the Lord. We trust that our seed after us will be blessed. In the name of Jesus, amen.